moving on to the site and its surroundings, what are your views on the site
and the environment? Well,
and the environment, yeah.
Again, the day I first met you when I joined production engineering at Dowdy Rotel, the building affectionately known as Stalag, of which there only remains a 3-foot-tall wall with a fence on top of it these days. That building was a matrix, shall we call it, of green tin desks, which stretched almost as far as the eye could see. So you probably had, I don't know, eight or nine desks abreast and God knows how many length and drawing boards at one end. And it was almost like a regimented army sort of all sitting there facing the same way with the section leader at the back so you could see what people are doing in these different departments, purchasing and production control. And we slowly over the years evolved from that. One of the interesting jobs I had to do was to run a refurbishment of the front office block back in the early 90s with Britannia and various people involved, and we basically came up to date a little bit more with that. And over the years, you know, just furniture and stuff has changed such that the working environment, the paint on the walls, all those things have changed to make life a little more pleasant, you know, because tin desks weren't particularly wonderful, although you didn't appreciate how grotty they were at the time. They were good to stand on during a flood, I think.
They were indeed.
So, you know, the ambience and environment, there's a lot more offices now that are air-conditioned when they're refurbed and so on. We're still living inside the fabric of an old site. I say I've retired now. The company is still living within the fabric of an old site at what was Dowdy Rotel, but that site has shrunk hugely. Huge car park that used to be there is now an ambulance station and Creed Catering and various other things. The other side of this fence that sits on the Stalag old wall. We've over the years basically got rid of buildings, you know, as we could, and replaced them with some better ones. But it's still a very old site. Some of the outside of the site has been covered in Wrigley tin, as my construction friends used to call it. You know, sort of what do they call it, fascia, if you like, to make it look better. So it's changed a huge amount, but it probably still needs to change some more. You know, the buildings are still fairly inefficient from a heating point of view and all that kind of stuff. So it has changed, but there's more to come. And one of the last things I was doing was involved with site development as well. So
yeah, if you look at the new hydraulics factory across the road,
yes.
Triumph.
Wow.
And then you look at the projected new propeller factory. You think, what would Dowdy look like if we started again?
Yes.
Do you think that day will come?
I would hope it would. Obviously, the company's destiny is in the hands, in the terms of Messi, Bugatti, Dowdy, of people in Paris and so on. So, you know, it's difficult for us to predict what may or may not happen. I personally think there's still security for that site, and I hope there will be for a long time. But in terms of investing in that site, that's something that's desperately needed, I think. Because we do get investment, or we have had investment in machine tools and so on, but some of the fabric of the site, it's time it was brought up to speed. And, you know, you can reduce your running costs so much by doing that. It's very interesting, though, isn't it, that in 1991 or thereabouts, you and I watched the business split into three, basically. Hydraulics, propellers and landing gear. And hydraulics went with yourself off to Arlecourt. Propellers went just down the road to number 25 site. And now here it is after a fire and a change of ownership, all coming back together again. It's kind of quite strange to see, really. All into the same locale, albeit not quite.
What goes round comes round.
Absolutely. So, you know, I have hopes that the sites will continue long. I'd love to have a look around the new hydraulics facilities.
I can't wait to have a look at it as well.
And propel.